10 phone meetings. They are back to back about 6 to 10. But the interview's been great. Being able to, you know, meet all the coaching staff, be able to, you know, just communicate with those
guys. How big was that championship game for you? How you play it?
It was a big game. I felt like I had a great game. I just went out there to compete with my teammates. We came out victorious.
What was different about this year as opposed to last year?
I met with the Jets the first
time. Last year, we didn't know what it takes to win a national championship. So just coming back this year, we know what it takes. I mean, we had experience in our quarterback. The rest of the offense, we'll go back and beat myself.
And, Mike, one of the teams that you've been mock draft to is Buffalo, and Sammy Watkins is there. Tell us a little bit about maybe a relationship you might have with Sammy and what it might mean to go there and play with him.
Well, me and Sammy, we communicate sometimes. We have the same agent, so I mean, we kind of communicate through him. But I mean, it would be great to team up with Sammy again and play on the same team.
How different was the journey for you coming off the injury and you know, being able to contribute in such a big way? What was that like for you?
Well, just sitting out last year, you know, it was a tough moment for me. So just coming in this year and just have fun with my teammate, it was a great experience.
Have you heard anything medically from the NFL teams? Have they done any, you know, given any feedback on that at all?
Oh, yeah. I'm healthy.
Did you ever wonder if this would happen, though? Did you ever wonder if you'd get here?
No, I wasn't worried about that. I mean, I've been with the doctor every week after I got my injury, and I was just being good news, so I was just keeping everything positive.
And, you know, Davey O'Brien are huge Cowboy fans, and, you know, they wanted me to joke around, and you know, we had the crowd decided, and a good laugh, so, the base.
Well, probably maybe just his work ethic, you know, just seeing him every day competing and practicing. I just looked up to him, just continuing to do what he did when he left, and I just kept the watch and see what you think on it.
The Davey O'Brien board,
But just when we see in practice every day, you know, we compete every day in practice, you know, with our defense. I mean, that's where the confidence comes from, practice. I mean, we knew we was capable of doing that whole season, so we were just having to step down and make some plays.
Have you met with Bill things getting tight? So,
the
championship games, why are you guys
not at all.
Football.
I mean, our coach is going to make the best play calls for us. We just execute the plays, and that's what we were doing all season, just putting drives together, making a lot of plays and having fun.
Are you going to rush a 40?
No, I'm waiting until my pro day.
Why do you want to wait?
Long season. I haven't had all that time back in place.
Are you confident? Have you been training for the 40? I know you said you're not running it here, but have you been training to get better at the 40?
I mean, I was doing a couple of quarterbacks. I was running 40 times ever. I was like, coaching career.
Do you feel like that can be the kind of thing if you don't turn in a blazing time that can typecast you?
It's all about just playing football.
How much did it help playing in this conference? How much does it help preparing them for the future of the NFL?
That's great. You know, the ACC is very, very talented. I have a lot of professional guys. Yes, been there.
We've got a lot of great guys. We've a lot of great teams.
I've been to the coach this year. So, the coach at ACC is like a lot of good games, a lot of big moments. A lot of spotlight, a lot of shine, you know, a lot of cameras. So it was a little surprise whenever I get to the next level because, you know, I was able to do it all in the digital level.
You said, Sean, a few weeks ago, with Dabo Swinney compared to the Michael Jordan.
Yeah, that was a great meeting.
How do you take that?
I actually met with the Cardinals last night. That was a great meeting. Also had a chance to sit down and talk to the offensive coordinator and go do some board work.
You like their offense?
Yeah. Pretty good offense. And I had one of my teammates.
You said that you saw some teammates
from Clemson, Jerron Brown. He also
part of your interview with the Chiefs?
It was just off-season. I'm actually working with Jordan Foreman, so we watched film.
Playmakers who go out there and have fun and just do what it takes to help our team win games.
You've made so many contested catches in your career.
Watch tape of it and kind of model yourself after.
I met with the Browns tonight.
What if you ended up with a guy like Green? What if you ended up
with... I think so. I'm going to prepare myself to be ready for every moment. So if I have to play early or right away, then I'm going to be prepared for that moment.
I just, this confidence that I have, practice.
Is that something you can work on? Is it just a natural gift?
You can work on it, but I feel like it's just something that just naturally happens sometimes.
You're good on the boundary. You know how to work the boundary so well.
That's mainly what I practice at Clemson with the boundary. You know, it's a small amount of field over there when you're in that boundary. So, I mean, you just have to be physical and work a lot of technique. And I'm actually meeting with him tonight. I know that Alshon there, I mean, I'm gonna talk to him and see how the physical style play after that injury that you had was there a certain point where you really began to feel confident as far as catching the ball across the middle and being a physical player. I mean, I was never scared about crossing the middle, but I mean, I was confident with the doubt to tell him, I just went out there and just played without confidence. I believe so. If you hear it, I believe you're the best at your position. I mean, I don't know why you're here, so I feel like everybody's the best at your position.
What makes you the best at it? Just attack game. I come out, compete every day, have fun, compete with some of the best in the ACC. I mean, played against some of the best this year. We all have some of the best rated cornerbacks and Humphreys and Lattimore.
So, I mean, just experience and things like that.
I mean, I knew I was going to be all right. I actually wanted to get up and walk out the field, but the doctor told me just to stay on there, so I just went on with it. It all just kind of happened. Medical exam here, is everything good there? Yeah, I just had an opportunity to play. What do you remember about that game? I mean, South Carolina was a good game. I mean, a big rivalry. You know, we just wanted to go out there and compete and just dominate those guys. And, you know, that's something you would talk about forever. So, I mean, just go out there and have a great game against them. That was special.
Partially for you, though, was that your best game?
No, I wouldn't say that was my best.
Who's the best DB you faced against this year?
I'd probably say Alabama DB was good.
Do you think it's fair to criticize the number of interceptions not going to suit what the system called for? How well is Clemson prepared to replace the nine of you guys who are here now?
I mean, Replacing us, just to be able to replace one or two or three, but that would be good, just a team with Sammy again, just to kick the love and have you as a receiver in college.
Mike is very, very tough. Very strong, and we were very close, especially good this past year. Connected with each other.
Another good receiver, you know, on the other side of him.
Hanging out here at the process.
that'd be good.
We have him as a weapon. He's our
that
range, and he's gonna come down with it. So,
you know much about the Ravens?
Great professional. I'm excited to see what he can do at this
I'm sure they have an appointment with you.
What makes him, you know, the quarterback he is in your mind?
He just know everybody will be at the right time. He poised in the pocket. He made great decisions, and he just played well under pressure.
What's your reaction when you see some people have Trubisky and Kaiser ranked ahead of him in this process?
That's all he can control. That's just the reported state. We knew all season Deshaun Watson was the best player in the country, so we knew that we had the best player in the country on our team.
It goes a long way, so it's been able to have that relationship and communication.
I heard about him. I really didn't watch him.
Championship game. Did it take you longer to recover from that?
Yeah,
the game the next week. I thought Calder's been okay to play.
Coming from a program like Clemson, just competing with the best every day. It's going to be different, but I feel like I'm ready for it.
The slow start.